When you say something with your whole being, it can transform the world. Thich Nhat Hanh. Hello and welcome to episode number 353 of Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people, yoga that helps you feel better, move better, and connect with your true nature. Today we are at Government House. We are rushing to get in our, this may possibly be our last episode of the season outdoors. We are expecting a 6-day winter storm here coming in. When I say winter, winter Victoria style, but we're expecting some pretty serious wind and rain coming in over the next 6 days. So if things get gusty and the weather changes, and if you hear leaf blowers and cars in the background, it is because we're trying to get this episode filmed before the torrential downpours that are expected this afternoon and through the next 6 days. I have a testimonial for you from Michelle from our membership community. This is about last week's episode. She said, "Yesterday, I thought I would check out the new Yoga with Melissa on body image. I was lying on the couch because I was just going to watch and listen to the teachings. First pose, Apanasana. I do it. Next thing I know, I'm relocating to the floor and doing the class. Great class. So great how Melissa takes us on an inward journey to our yoga practice to just pay attention to our own embodied experience. This is a great antidote to the modern yoga images we often see and the external focus. And love that Melissa was joined by the ravens and a squirrel." Namaste, Michelle. And Ivana from YouTube says, "I really enjoyed the meditation in this class on Yoga with Melissa 352 on body image. Love the part where we touched our bodies to connect with ourselves better. It really helped me to do that. And as for the next class, I would love to see an intention setting class." There was a lot of votes for intention. There were many votes for balance as well, but I felt that the need for intention was greater based on the reasons. And she says, "It would go well with new and exciting challenges in my personal life. Namaste." So thank you, Michelle and Ivana. And thanks to all of you who take the time to leave your reviews on and comments on YouTube and iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, let's see, all the social places that we have in our world now. And also, as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing long black leggings, and underneath all my layers I'm wearing a yoga makes everything. Where is it here? You know, I may have it on backwards. You can see it? Oh, I don't. Yeah, Yoga Makes Everything Better shirt in this lovely blue. That would have been funny if it was on backwards. Thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props today. It's a very prop-like class again. Today you're just going to need your mat and also a folded blanket to sit on and for your seated forward folds. We're going to come together with our peace mantra to begin, so I would suggest you sit on your folded blanket. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahavyam Karvavahe, Tejasvina Vaditamastu, Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the good of the union of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So you're going to begin in a guided relaxation to transition you from the busyness of your day-to-day life and from that outward external focus to an inward focus of your practice. So go ahead and lie down on your backs with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. You can either lie down with your palms up beside you, or place them on your belly whichever is most comfortable for you. And allow your body to sink into the ground. Each time you breathe out, let yourself sink more deeply into the ground. Feel yourself dissolving and releasing tension into the ground. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your buttocks on the ground. Feel your rib cage on the ground and your shoulders. Your elbows. Allow your body to become heavy. Relax and sink more deeply into the ground. Feel your head on the ground. Become aware of your eyebrows. The space between your eyebrows, your eyes, your cheeks, your nose, your upper jaw, your lower jaw, your teeth, your tongue, your ears, the tension in your brain. Let all that dissolve into the ground. Become aware of your physical body. Notice what's happening in your physical body. What stands out about your embodied experience right now? So, what's true for you about being in your body? Today's class is about intention or sankalp. And we're going to begin by really tuning into your own experience. So your body, your breath, your emotions, your thoughts, your energy, your life circumstances, so that you have a container for what's true for you and spaciousness. Once we create that container of what's true for you, and really come into your own experience from that place of stillness and awareness, we will go into more detail about what intention is. So from here, we're going to come into some awareness of our breathing. So I will get you to lengthen your legs out long. Take your arms up overhead and side bend to one side. Doesn't matter which side because we're going to do both sides. Notice what's happening with your breath right now. Without trying to fix or change it in any way, just notice how you are experiencing your breath in your body at this time, in this posture. And then come to the center and go back over to the other side. Know what it's like, notice what it's like to experience your breath here. What's the felt experience, the sensation of your breath in your body on this side? Then come back to the center and bend your knees again, place your feet flat on the floor and just roll your head from side to side to release your neck. Breathe in the center. Breathe out, roll your head to the side. And ask yourself what's true about your mind at this time. What thoughts are pervasive in your mental landscape right now? And then come back to the center and take your fingertips along the base of your skull behind you and run your fingertips up through your hair and through the back of your scalp, releasing all that mental tension. And then take your right ankle and cross it over the top of your left thigh. Open your right knee out to the side and draw your left leg in towards your torso. Reach your hands behind your left leg and feel some sensation in the outside of your right leg and into your right glute. Bring your awareness to any emotions that have been present, to what feelings you have been feeling. And bring your awareness to the emotions that are present now, because what you were feeling before you came to your yoga practice may not be what you're feeling now that you are into your yoga practice. One thing my yoga teacher talks about a lot is that a true emotion only lasts 90 seconds. That it is our, anything longer is our stories that we tell about them, that we layer onto them, and that we sort of go on and on and on about, and that we can get caught up in. So let all the stories of the past drop away. Let all your anxiety about the future drop away and be truly present to what emotions are present at this moment. And then release your leg down and cross your right leg. Cross your left leg over your right leg. Open your left leg out to the side. Draw your right leg in. Hold on behind your right leg and feel sensation on the outside of your left thigh into your left buttocks. And open the doors of awareness to the sensation in your body and the emotions that are present here. And then release your legs down. Going to roll to your side. Actually, let me give you the modification. We're going to be coming into child's pose. So if that one is not good for your feet, ankles, or knees, then you're going to take knee to chest pose instead. A couple of options. If it bothers your knees, hold on behind your knees, or you could hold on the outside of your knees. Probably if you're in the modification, you're wanting to hold on behind your knees. So that's the modification for our next pose. Otherwise, you're going to roll to your side and come up into child's pose. And we'll do wide leg child's pose. Come to lying forward with your forehead resting on the ground. In this pose, check in with your energy. Notice if you're feeling dull and lifeless, buzzy and energetic.
Notice if you're feeling...
I had all these words written down for energy. Tired and fatigued or energized.
Just notice what's present in your energetic landscape right now.
And then you're going to come up onto all fours and take your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. If you have any wrist issues, you can come up onto your fists or down onto your forearms. And you're going to exhale, round up through your back and inhale, arch through your back. And as you're doing this rounding and arching through your back, ask yourself, what stands out about your life experiences right now? What's happening in your day-to-day life right now? So what is it that you are bringing from your life experience to your yoga mat today? And then you're going to come up and we're going to inhale, reach your left arm up. Take your left arm between the space between your right wrist and your right knee. Tuck your chin, lower your left shoulder and the left side of your head down onto the ground. If this bothers your neck, then sit and do a seated twist instead. And inhale, come up center, and we're going to do this on the other side. Reach up, rotate around, lower your right shoulder, tuck your chin, right side of your head to the ground. And then come back up center and we're going to come into downward facing dog. I'm just going to make some adjustments for this pre-storm sunshine. So I'm going to take off my jackets and socks. Okay, on all fours, you'll have your hands under your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. Tuck your toes under, take a deep breath in. Breathe out, come into Adho Mukha Svanasana. And you're going to hang out here. And you could do this against the wall as well if this is too much weight bearing through your wrists or through your shoulders. Make it work for you. Michael Lee, the founder of Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy, translates intention as that which we hold within. So when we're setting intention, we're really only uncovering something that already exists inside of us. Michael Lee says, what we hold within us has a good chance of becoming our reality because we are holding it at a subconscious level. I love this definition because it lets go of doing and opens us to being. That which we hold within us allows us to remember and connect to a way of being. Intention is an inward journey to our deepest aspiration and our truest longing. Okay, so look forward at the space between your hands, and then you're going to walk your feet forward and slowly make your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do Tadasana or mountain pose. So take your feet right underneath your hip bones. Lift and spread your toes, lengthen your legs down, allow your spine to ripple up, draw your ears back over your shoulders. And you can close your eyes to encourage that inward focus or let your gaze be soft on the ground for better balance. With intention, we ask ourselves, why am I here today? Why did I roll out my yoga mat? Why did I choose to do my yoga practice? What do I hope to receive by being here today? And then come to the top of your mat. You're going to take a step back with your right foot. Turn your hips to the front edge of your mat. Sink down through your front left sit bone. Bring your arms straight up. So there's always intention behind every action. And it's important that we bring our awareness to our motivation when we practice yoga. Okay, let this posture out of your body. And we're going to go ahead and do this on the other side. So take a big step back with your left foot. Turn your hips to the short edge of your mat. Sink your front right sit bone down. And bring your arms straight up. We have an opportunity to connect with deep-seated intentions each time we practice, to connect with something deeper within ourselves. So we can ask ourselves, how is my yoga practice going to help me better understand myself? Then let this pose out of your body. Going to stand in the center of your mat. Bring your arms straight up again. Stand on your right foot. And you're going to tip your body forward in a straight line, taking your left leg behind you. Being clear on the reason behind why we are on our yoga mat helps us to connect with our most inspired self. You can slowly make your way up to standing. This time you're going to stand on your left leg. Take your arms straight in the air. And then you're going to tip forward, roll your pelvis over your left leg bone. Your right leg is going to go behind you like a teeter-totter. You could hold on to a chair or a wall here as well. So intention allows us to align our personal will with our deeper needs. And you're going to slowly make your way up to standing again. And we're going to do a dancer pose as well. So you may want to use a chair or a wall again to help you support yourself for balance. So you're going to stand on your right leg, bend your left knee. You're going to reach around and hold on to the inside of your foot. Place your thumb on your big toe. Point your left leg straight down. Bring your right arm up. And then gradually move your heel away from your buttocks. So Rod Stryker translates the second part of Sankalp as vow, or the rule to be followed above all other rules. He translates sun, the first part of Sankalp, as the connection with our highest truth. Go ahead and let this out of your body on this side, and we'll go ahead and do it on the other side. So this time you're going to stand on your left foot, and you're going to bend your right knee, hold on to the inside of your foot, place your right hand on your big toe, let your right leg drop straight down, bring your left arm up, and then you're going to let your heel move away from your buttocks gradually. When we think about creating our sankalp, we're committing to supporting our highest truth. We create sankalp in our yoga practice to guide our choices and to bring our true nature to the foreground. And then let that go from your body. And you're going to stand with your feet underneath your hip bones. Bend your knees slightly. Roll your pelvis over your leg bones. And come into a standing forward fold. Then once you've set your intention, let the crown of your head drop towards the ground. Once you've set your intention, there is a degree of surrender and letting go. So it's a process of trusting too. Okay, and then you're gonna lie down. You're gonna come down onto your belly. And we're going to do a back bend here, so just lie on your belly and take your hands down by the side of your body. And tuck your right toe under, lift your right knee and lengthen through your right heel. Tuck your left toe under, lift your left knee and lengthen through your left heel. I like that because it just creates a lot of space in your low back. Roll your shoulders back and up, lift your arms. And lift your chest up off the ground. And lift your legs. So there's a difference between sankalp or intention and goal setting. And the differences are why. Robert Butera says we should keep asking why until we reach a virtue. So virtues are things like love or compassion, peace, joy, service, balance, faith, trust, hope, acceptance, forgiveness, patience, and devotion. So for example, wanting more abundance in your life, which is a goal that a lot of people might have, may actually be a desire for more balance and peace in your life due to an overly packed schedule. So just keep, when you have a desire for something, just keep asking why you want that until you get to the root of what it is you really want. So some people say that they want to travel, and I often say I want to travel, but then when I travel, I want to be home. And so I have to keep asking myself what it is about traveling that I think I want to do, and what it is that it represents. So it's probably the freedom, the spaciousness, the time out of scheduled life, or, you know, like, just keep asking yourself why, what is it about it? We're going to come lower ourselves down and push yourselves up onto all fours and come into child's pose as a counter pose. So another goal that a lot of people have is wanting to lose weight. And this isn't actually a great sankalp. It isn't a sankalp because it doesn't come necessarily from your highest self. Probably when you get to the root of what that sankalp or that intention or that goal is about, it probably comes down to love and acceptance of yourself, or a desire for love and acceptance of yourself. So keep asking why until you, why you want what you think you desire until you get to your why. And you're going to roll up to seated. And you're going to sit in a cross-legged position. You may want to elevate your pelvis a little bit here. And we're going to come into a twist. Doesn't matter which way because we're going to do both sides. So know too that your sankalp will change over time, that you will probably have an intention for your yoga practice that will be different from a short-term intention that you might hold for a month or a season. Even you might have intentions for a day or a week, a year. And then you'll probably have an intention that you'll carry with you for longer periods of our lifetime. And they will shift and change as you evolve as a person as well. And then come back to the center. Twist to the other side. So what was true for you 5 years ago is probably not true for you still today. And your intentions need to shift and change according to your shifting and changing life as well. And what was true for you in one season will be different for another season. So, for example, at the beginning of the autumn, coming out of summer, I had this intention that I am stronger for longer because I was feeling really strong coming out of summer and I was working on endurance. And it was a good intention for me then. But at this time, I'm going through a transition again where I'm feeling quite worn out. And so that intention isn't working for me right now. So I'm in the process of setting a new intention to support me. But if I was to kind of, I want to say bully through, but that's not quite the right word. Drive through, use my willpower and try and stick with that intention, it would go against the grain of my innermost being and supporting my highest self. So it's okay to drop an intention. It may be an intention that I come back to, but it's okay to let one go and allow another one to bubble to the surface to support where you are in your life at any given time. And sometimes they take time to come to you as well. Like I said, that was mine in the autumn, and it took a little while for that one to evolve. And right now, the new one hasn't come. I just know I need a new one to support me right now. And I just know it needs to be, support a more nurturing state. That's all I know right now. It hasn't come into words yet. So we're going to do a seated forward fold. Take your legs straight in front of you. This is what you need your blanket for. You're going to sit up on your blanket, sit on the edge of it, take your left leg over your right leg, sit up nice and tall and hinge forward over your hips until you feel something happening on the back of your leg. If you're feeling it, you're doing it. Remember, it doesn't matter what a yoga posture looks like. We're not concerned about the external form of a posture. We're concerned about feeling it in our bodies. So Sally Kempton, one of my favorite teachers, suggests that you sit quietly, follow your breath until you feel a sense of connection and presence. And that's why we spent all that time at the beginning of the class tuning into your body, your breath, your thoughts, your emotions, your energy, what's happening in your life. And when you create all that space, that container, that presence, then you can say to yourself, may my deeper self, the teacher inside me, tell me what is the right thing to do. May my deeper self, the teacher inside me, tell me what is the right thing to do. Then you're going to come up and switch sides. Lengthen your left leg out long in front of you. Cross your right leg over your left leg. Lengthen up tall. And hinge forward. So your intention will be clear, stated in the affirmative, and it might be about creating or sustaining, nurturing, transforming, or reflecting. So as I said earlier, my intention this autumn was I am stronger for longer. But I also have a long-term intention, an intention for my life, that is I place my awakening at the center of my life. And that one I've had with me for a couple of years now. So there's the maybe a seasonal one, a long-term one. Each time I come to my meditation practice, I open my body and I listen to what my body is telling me, and I listen to the messages of what I need on that given day. And that very often comes from tuning into the sensations of my body and responding to those sensations. So allow yourself to receive your intention from the inside out. It may be something for your practice, for the rest of the day, or something longer term. And trust that what is arising right now is what you need at this time. And also give yourself the space for it to evolve over time. Slowly make your way up to seated, and you're going to rest back for Shavasana. So you're going to lie down on your back, turn your palms up beside you. And you're going to stay here in Shavasana to receive your practice and maybe even receive your Sankalpa on a deeper level. And I'm going to sit up and share with you a reading for today. This is an excerpt taken from David White's book, Consolations, The Solace, Nourishment, and Underlying Meaning of Everyday Words. The word that I chose to take an excerpt from is longing. Longing is felt through the lens and even the ache of the body, magnifying and bringing the horizon close, as if the horizon were both a lifetime's journey away and living deep inside at some unknown core, as if we were coming home into a beautifully unfamiliar, condensed strangeness. Longing has its own secret, future destination, and its own seasonal emergence from within, a ripening from the core, a seed growing in our bodies. It is as if we are put into relationship with an enormous distance inside us, leading us back to some unknown origin with its own secret timing, indifferent to our wills, and gifted at the same time with an intimate sense of proximity to a lover, to a future, to a transformation, to a life we want for ourselves, and to the beauty of the sky and the ground that surrounds us. So taking the security of the earth underneath you with you as you bend your knees and roll to your side, make your way up to seated. You can sit on your folded blanket. We're going to sit with our mudra for 3 minutes to close. Our mudra today is the Bam Mudra. You're going to bring your middle two fingers together to your thumb and then touch your pinky finger, your baby finger, and your index finger. And hold this at the level of your throat. And then just spend a moment or two here. Relax your shoulders and rock forward and back on your spine to find the place that feels like center, just right, so that there's less tension in your body. And then close your eyes. This mudra allows you to relax and release all interest in gaining results. It will allow you to remain open to the inherent wisdom that will express itself spontaneously from within you. It evokes qualities of openness and acceptance. And when you use it in conjunction with a regular meditation practice, this mudra can reveal the virtuous qualities of your true nature. We'll shift from the Bam Mudra into Lokha Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. Turn your left palm up and your right palm down. Make space with breath and a sigh. Lokha Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. Lokha Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. Lokha Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for watching episode number 350, for doing yoga with me today. Episode number 353 on intention. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. I think it's starting to rain, eh? Please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who would benefit from today's class or who has been curious about intention or sankalpa, then please feel free to share this with them. If you're new to our show, then we put out a new show every Friday. You can subscribe to our channel on YouTube or iTunes, and it will show up in your feed every single Friday. I want to thank Viola, Paige, and Hannah for your donations. We appreciate your support so much. You can click below here to make a monetary donation. This week, Tim has been very diligent going through all our hard drive space like crazy. You might have an appreciation for how much hard drive space yoga videos take up. And so we are backing up a lot of yoga videos at this time, and also purchasing terabytes of, how many terabytes of hard drive space? 8 terabytes of hard drive space to do some backups and to create space for, you can imagine, yeah, to grow. Because we keep doing this every week. We put out 3 videos and also videos in the membership community. And so you could appreciate how much space we might need for that many videos. So that's a lot of hard drive space. So thank you for your donations. They help to support us in being able to back up yoga videos is one example. So you can donate of your monetarily, but you can also donate of your time and of your influence to the next Yoga with Melissa by answering the following question in the comments. What class would you like to see next week on Yoga with Melissa in the back to school series? I think we're going to have 2 more classes in this series, maybe 3. You can let me know. Let me know if you would like to see a cardio style class in the Yoga with Melissa series. I could bring Christine over from Christine's channel. We could do kind of a yoga Christine style fusion. Let me know if that's something that would interest you. But would you like the next class to be on balance or endurance? Write balance or endurance in the comments and your reason why. And I will make my decision based on the most votes and also your reason why. And if you would like my back to school list for the 10 essential yoga classes to get you through the back to school season, then put melissawest.com/353 and go to melissawest.com/353, scroll down to the bottom, put your email in there, and we will send that list to you. Today we focused on intention. If you want more support from myself, our leadership team, and a community of like-minded individuals, as well as value-added content that you can do in our membership community this week to take this practice on intention further, then we have a whole series on Sankalp. It's a 5-day series designed to help you set your intentions for the year, both small and large. The series begins with a meditation to help you set your intention for your yoga practice. The second meditation is designed to help you set your intention for your day. The following 2 days are designed to help you think about longer-term intentions. Wednesday, you are able to determine your values and strengths. This is really, you know how we talked about virtues today? This helps to narrow those down. Thursday is a yoga class that brings forward the teachings on the Bhagavad Gita to help you determine your dharma, your life purpose, your true essence in order to form a long-term sankalpa. And then this series finishes with a short lecture that answers many of the questions that my students brought forward on Sankalp. And also, I have another series in our membership community on Sankalp with a lecture and a yoga nidra to follow up. One of the best ways to come to your Sankalp is through a guided yoga nidra that brings you to that really relaxed state where it comes from deep within. So the links to both of those are in the show notes if you are a member, so you can grab those. Or if you aren't a member already, you can click below, and we'd love to have you as a member of our community where we give you our value-added content. You can join a community of like-minded people from all around the world, and you'll receive support in deepening your yoga practice from myself, our leadership team, and a community of like-minded people in the form of an online forum, live classes every Monday, and monthly meetups and retreats. So thank you so much for being with us today. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia, soon to be a stormy Vancouver Island very soon. May our joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be grounded as our trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.